Chinese President Xi Jinping will deliver a speech via video link at a summit of the China International Fair for Trade and Services on Thursday. The fair will be held in Beijing and last until September 7th. The Chinese ambassador to the United States has urged both countries to find a way to get along in peace based on mutual respect. Qin Gang was addressing a welcome event by the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations Board of Directors. The ambassador pledged to work with the National Committee to build a more rational, stable, manageable, and constructive China-U.S. relationship. The Taliban have accused U.S. troops of heavily damaging Kabul International Airport before leaving. Senior Taliban leader Anas Sakhani says operations cannot resume yet at the airport because of the damage done to it. The last U.S. troops left Hamid Karzai International Airport on Monday. Sakhani says they plan to carry out the necessary repairs at the airport and resume operations as soon as possible. The European Commission says 70% of adults in the EU are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says 256 million people in the bloc have received all of their jabs. This means the Commission has managed to meet its goal of vaccinating 70% of adults before the end of summer. Von der Leyen called on all unvaccinated people to get the jab as soon as possible to avoid a new wave of infections. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the world to put more efforts into ensuring equality and ending the scourge of racism. He was speaking on the occasion of the International Day for People of African Descent. Guterres says that 20 years after the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, the world has seen unprecedented momentum towards ending racism and that this opportunity mustn't be squandered. He says that redressing the wrongs of history requires everyone in society to take action and urged more commitment to advancing equality, justice, and dignity for all. British sports car maker Lotus says it'll unveil 4 electric vehicles by 2026 as it accelerates its electrification campaign. The car maker, which is owned by Chinese company Geely, said it'll release an SUV next year and a 5-door sedan the year after that. Lotus says it set up an 8 billion yuan plant that'll become operational later this year, the first for the British car maker outside the UK. The Wuhan facility is expected to have an annual production capacity of 150,000 units. Cristiano Ronaldo completed his return to Manchester United on Tuesday after 12 years. The 5-time Ballon d'Or winner has passed his medical and signed the 2-year contract with the option to extend for a further year. United is believed to be paying a fee of over $17 million to Juventus for the transfer. That could be increased by $9.5 million, depending on specific performance objectives the 36-year-old forward achieves. Ronaldo is now with the Portuguese national team for the World Cup qualifiers, and he could make his official return for United as early as September 11th against Newcastle.